Hello, we're playing with cards and drinking coffee on August 13th and 14th, 2022. I usually don't do this, but I'm going to give a shout out to Canary Coffee, which I picked up randomly and have since stocked up on 3 or 4 bags because it's a great coffee. It's a great company out of Arizona, I believe. And they have lavender coffee, which is lovely, is it not? I haven't had it yet, but I'm going to give it a try. So we have 3 cards here. Queen of Cups, 3 of Coins, and the 6 of Coins. Contributions. The troubled, insecure, inverted Queen of Cups is with us again today. I'm not surprised. She needs attention, this poor, unstable soul. The Suit of Coins, Pentacles, or Earth talks about material things. Of the minor arcana, these cards can simply mean not working over the weekend. But when money cards are on the table in the reverse, as today they are, it's best to pay attention. The Queen of Cups in the reverse, male or female, can't really be trusted. It would be best to keep your plans and money to yourself, even if this is you. In the center is the 3 of Coins, Virgo, Taurus, Capricorn, showing us a team of 3 people contributing to the erection of a monumental cathedral, all stone and stained glass. We see a bishop, or the money man, the stonemason, and the architect. I love the after-tarot version of this card of creative and collaborative contribution. On the card, in a stone-arched enclave of the finished church, we see a monument to the humble stonemason himself, carved in gray stone. The statue carries a stone basket of stones on its back. As a human, possibly the stonemason himself admires the finished work. We see tools laying on a bench in the foreground. Cathedrals took generations to build, and they were built for future generations, so this lookalike may be a descendant of the stonemason himself. The point of the card is teamwork. The Suit of Coins talks about investment of time, physical presence, and, of course, money. The Queen of Cups in the reverse is not the friend, lover, wife, or mother you may think he or she is. Intentions may be good, but probably not. This reverse Queen of Water lets things slip, including any information given in confidence. He or she herself has none. Related to the High Priestess of the Major Arcana, the Keeper of Secrets, in the reverse, she's spilling it. She is capable of costing you or herself your position or even an investor or potential investor. Here in the U.S., there may be a woman involved in this document leak situation involving, sorry, but he's not the President Trump. For entertainment purposes, of course, that would be interesting. The charitable 6 of Coins in the upcoming position could very well be cutting off this unstable codependent energy. Loyalty is not a word we use to describe the Queen of Cups in the reverse, for he or she is not. Infidelity is one of the key words for this card, but once again, this card is in the past position, something to be considered. There is a message about being more discerning about who you work with, at least, or to work with professionals and to keep it professional. Business and pleasure are not mixing in these cards. This may be a time when your own intuition is off. The reversed queen may be the ungenerous one, or not sensitive enough to the needs of the group, family, or team. Money you may be giving someone for a specific reason or charity may not be going where you think it's going. The unreliable Queen of Cups in the reverse can be a no-show. Put your mask on first, you know, like they've been saying on airplanes for as long as airplanes have been in the air. This queen may need a couple of days of self-care. Overgiving and caring about everything and everyone other than yourself can also be a meaning of this reversed Queen of Cups with her ornate gold cup in her lap. In the reverse, the cup is empty and we have nothing left to give at all. The reversed coins are always red flags about money, and you can't afford it, whatever or whoever this is.